Environmentalists say there is the urgent need to tighten up laws governing human activities that threaten biodiversity and the very existence of every living being, including humans. This is against the backdrop that 10% of the country's GDP is lost due to environmental degradation. Speaking on our current affairs program Focus, the head Natural Resources Program Environmental Protection Agency EPA, Carl Fiati, said it is regrettable that Ghana loses about 20% of its GDP to soil degradation, and yet there are no laws on conservation.
The laws do not adequately protect biodiversity in the sense that we look at single species. The laws, if it's forest, we are focusing on commercial species. If it's fish, there are laws that is meant to protect fisheries, but it's only looking at the commercial fisheries. There are other aspects of the aquatic environment, the species there that we do not harvest commercially, and those ones are not protected. The laws are meant to some extent, introduce some conservation for those that we use, but the general environment is not adequately conserved. Apart from those that are designated as Ramsar sites that are covered by specific regulations, the rest of the wetlands are not covered by any specific regulations. They are just general regulations, and general regulations do not protect adequately. Where is the law that directs as to what must be done? I think that, yes, we have wonderful laws, but given the threat to our biodiversity and to our future well-being, we need to look at these laws again and tighten them up.
Carl Fiati is head Natural Resources Programs EPA. In the view of Gordon Safuedu of the Forestry Commission, the challenge lies with the implementation and enforcement of these environmental laws and needs critical attention.
You arrest somebody in a forest reserve doing an illegality. You send him to court. The fine imposed on the person is not even an incentive for you to do such a risky job. You arrest somebody who handles gun, he threatens your life, maybe with illegal chains, or he takes him to court. The fine is even below 500. But he pays the fines and still takes the confiscated items away with. But the law for that states that the equipment and everything that was used in that illegality must be seized. Yet the judge will pronounce a verdict which demoralizes you, and it becomes difficult sometimes when your life is at stake. So such are the challenges we have. The laws are there, but sometimes the police and the judiciary might not be able to also enforce the law to the latter. If that biodiversity got lost at the rate is happening, then human survival on this planet will be a disaster to all of us. So we should just put our hands on this to protect the little that is left, if we cannot add on.
Gordon Safuedu is Business Planning Manager, Forest Services Division of the Forestry Commission. The Deputy National Director of Arocha Ghana, a civil society organization, Dali Bosu, entreated business entities to be sensitive to the environment, whilst leaders act responsibly.
Businesses need to start getting very sensitive and also start integrating concerns and interests of biodiversity into their planning. The bottom line shouldn't be just the profit that they are looking at, but they should also look at impacting something good back into the environment. And again, leadership is key. We all should start looking at the national interests and then do away with our personal selfish interests. They are not looking at the interests of the state, so that is a very big issue. A clear case where in the northern region, we know it's a very dry area, savanna area, is being logged in an area where there's never been a logging concession. Now is seriously under logging, and the president came out that okay, the logging is banned. And yet still, if you go to almost all the district assemblies in the northern part towards the southwestern part of the northern region, the logging is actively ongoing. They come through the various police points on the road to our ports and then virtually out of the country. So how is this happening? Maybe it's not a problem with the law, it's rather about the people who are on the ground to ensure that the law is applied.